Unfiltered and undeniably Boston. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.
Kendra, it has been such an honor and a pleasure. I served as a resident judge for Seacoast Idol this year, and the finales were last night. You were there.
It was my first time seeing it, and it was phenomenal. I actually wish that I had come the 4 weeks prior, but it was so much fun.
Well, we have the creator of Seacoast Idol in studio with us, Francois Simard. Francois, welcome.
Hello, good morning, America. I always wanted to do that.
Francois, you are a musician in your own right, and you created this, which I love because it shines a spotlight on local talent, and we give them this exposure and experience, and it's such a fun competition. But talk about why you decided this was something you wanted to do.
Well, during COVID, I started when nothing was happening. So I wanted just to create a place where a musician can have fun, thrive, and getting all together and having a life again. Mostly, this is what was the deal before, like, we started just saying, hey, we need to do something.
Yeah.
Nothing's happening. Everybody's home. And why not doing a competition like American Idol? And we just started like this, like kids that want to do something and we don't know what's going to happen, but something's going to happen because we're going to make it happen.
Yeah.
That was really random.
Yeah. But I like that you keep it local because people always think you got to go either to New York, you got to go to LA, and there's not a lot of what you've created here locally. And I think that's such a big draw because Boston, New England, Massachusetts, we've got a lot of great talent here. Oh, and we're it. I mean, take us over
look around, like,
New York and LA.
The Conservatory, Berkeley University. But we had people from Rhode Island. We had people from Cape last year. We have people from all around, like Jordan's from Manchester, New Hampshire. So that's why the seacoast, it's calling all the fish around.
That's what I mean.
You know, all the good fish around that can't swim. So we want to have, like, we're a small competition, but, you know, that we tend to shine large.
And every year you've been doing it for
five years anniversary this year.
Yeah. And every year I feel like it gets bigger and better. And just, I mean, I went last year and it was great, but now this year it just took up a notch. It was so amazing.
The venue, I mean, there's a lot about a venue, you know, on the ocean and stuff. Like, it was such a beautiful venue for everything. The stage, the capacity, 400 people at Surfside in Salisbury. That was just like, and it's like, it calls for music. I don't know, for me, it's just like, you can hear the music even if it's silence. It just, there's a nice stage.
Yeah, the acoustics
ocean,
are great.
Sea glass. Everything is open for creativity and singing and bringing something fun, you know?
And I want to just say, we have the winner of Seacoast Idol also here in studio, Jordan Quinn, crowned last night, so to speak. Hello, Jordan.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, so good. This is, we were laughing when, you know, off mic before we started talking to you. We were saying this is such the opposite schedule of what somebody like you, a performer, usually does. So are you feeling a little tired?
I am, but I am filled with so much adrenaline.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so over the moon. I wanted this really bad, and I worked really hard for it, and I put a lot of time and effort into it. This is just like, this is a gift right now. So, well, I'm just living in the moment.
You did Whitney last night, and we were talking about you earlier this morning, and I said the three names that a lot of people are too afraid to do or shouldn't do unless they have the skills, Whitney, Celine, and Mariah. And you, when you first started singing one of the songs last night, everybody in the room was like, Oh my God. And Whitney's my favorite. I mean, you just, every note, everything, you just were perfect. Do you ever get nervous? I know that's a silly question, but do you ever worry about getting the wrong lyrics? I mean, live crowd is no joke. I mean, it's hard to do that live.
The biggest thing is lyrics for me, just because it's so easy to get distracted up there. Like, I know I trust myself enough to be able to sing in pitch, you know what I mean? Like, sing in key, but it's the lyrics, because if I'm making eye contact with someone and then all of a sudden I'm like, wow, her eyes are really pretty. And then my brain is just like,
that's
gone.
That's exactly like, what I would do. I would get distracted by something.
So it happens all the time. I actually did a show and we were doing 9 to 5 Dolly Parton, and I sang the second line first, and then I was like, well, I forgot the word, and I just like sang, and like I forgot the words because I didn't know what else to say. So it happens.
Yeah, but that's the sign of a real pro that you can just, you can just go with the flow.
Yeah.
Yep.
Before we have you perform, what, just talk about what you do. Do you do this for a living full time? And do you have anything coming up that you want to talk about?
Yes. So I do a solo thing. I perform in restaurants. I do weddings, private events. That's all solo. And then I also have a show, Pop Divas and the Woman Who Shaped Them. It's a tribute show. So we dress up as all the different pop icons. It's a full band. There's four other ladies on stage with me, and we have killer harmonies and choreography. So we're going to be actually at the Cornish Fair in Cornish, New Hampshire on Sunday.
This Sunday?
This Sunday, baby.
Oh, very cool.
Yes, I'm very excited.
So. Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm stick excited. Around because we want to have you perform a song for us.
Okay.
All right.
Something.
Oh, yay. Thank you. Jordan Quinn.